Hi, this is Mary Santora, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Elizabeth Seaman. Enjoy.
Welcome to The Default Setting, where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I'm your co-host, Elizabeth Seaman.
Today, we decided to do a very special episode of The Default Setting. We're going to be doing...
It's a clip show.
Clip show, but...
Yeah, two ladies hosting a clip show.
Clip-pa. But the one thing you should know about the clip-pa show is...
We're all here for the clip show.
They are never before aired clips. They're actually all clips.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Too hot for TV.
Behind clips. The scenes. You are so welcome. It's not only a clip show. It's a, you're fucking welcome to the back seat where all the cool kids hang out.
It's like all of our pre-show, like before we were technically taping, but we were taping.
But clips. Like they knew it's not illegal, guys.
Oh yeah, no,
it's not
no.
Even illegal.
They all signed the release. It's fine.
Yeah, we so many contracts out there. We have lawyers, so don't come at us. So many lawyers.
My Jess dad worked at
nothing but. Law firm.
My dad will sue you.
Big old law firm.
Big old law firm.
She only works for big old law firms. Got their law firms hanging.
So our first clip is actually from a episode we did during the blizzard where Elizabeth got stuck at James's house. So we did it with Hannah because she was out here visiting. And
oh, yeah. Gigi was like, she missed this whole, like, Cleveland getting shit on.
Yeah, she timed that
Father
really well.
Winter, because she was too busy spending time on the beach in goddamn California.
Yep. So we did this with Cody Cooper. Hard. And I think we're just talking about the fact
Coopster.
That he made his
Does
wife
call him?
Go outside.
Does anyone call him the Coopster?
The Coopster. You might be the first one.
All right, well, I'm
as
okay.
He likes
He's
to
not
going to
want that, but he doesn't get to decide.
He talks about, I think his default setting was something about rage. Dormant rage. So here's Cody Cooper prior to the show talking about his default setting, dormant rage.
Excuse my terrible facial hair right now.
I love it. Did you do it?
Yeah, I'm part of this like video shoot for that group taco truck.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be like a white trash Arby's manager. And we were supposed to end the shoot today, and they called it off because of the weather.
Yeah.
So, like, now I'm stuck with this until next weekend.
You're stuck like, with a chin strap.
Like, good thing I have to stay indoors
anyways.
It's not good.
The chin strap. I mean, I guess there's probably worse. Like, if they made you do, like, a John Waters stash, that probably would have been, like, the only thing that was worse.
I mean, I guess, but I decided to like do the terrible mustache with it, and now I'm committed because we shot yesterday. So now, for continuity purposes, I have to keep it, and it's just
I'm digging upset. It.
I mean, can you grow it out this week and then shave it back like on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm not a fast beard grower though, so it's just gonna look shitty for the most part for a while.
Are you like naturally blonde, like blondish?
No.
Well, because it's a lighter brown. Like, it's a lighter brown. Like, so, you know, like,
that's just the wispiness of my
wispiness.
Mustache.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Because I know, well, my boyfriend's naturally blonde-ish. And, like, whenever he tries to grow it, it's just, like, white fluff. Like, it's just, it looks really, like, it's, like, white trashy, but, like, also kind of, like, alarming. It's just not, there's a bunch of stuff white now.
Yeah, mine used to be real bad like that. I haven't been without a beard in, like, 5 years, and it's about to be. I'm going to shave it off next week. So.
Really? Like completely?
Yeah. The first time. I lost a little weight, so now I have a confidence in my naked face.
Yay! That's awesome.
No, tuck it in my
Is that Becky?
Hi!
Hi, Becky!
Hi!
Look at you in your little snow hat!
I'm going out to play.
Okay, yeah, I don't blame you.
Leave our cars out.
Have fun. Build a snowman for me.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, ever since that Gillette commercial, I've been making her do all the man shit, so.
Oh, my God.
Like, here, bitch, you want it? You get it. She's wearing my man O.J. Simpson gloves right now. She's going to get out there and fucking get the cars out.
Isotoners.
And I'm going to do the dishes after this. So.
Bam.
The gender roles are just destroyed now. It's great. The Cooper household.
All right. That's Cody Cooper. And he did his default setting episode with us about dormant rage.
That's so cute, though. It's like a dormant rage. Also... He's not totally freaking out about having a weird Southern plantation mustache.
What's really funny is the thing I was thinking of, and that is on You're the Worst when Jimmy like grows out all his mustache yeah. and beard. That's what Adam looks like when he tries to grow like, a beard and a mustache.
Yeah, I could see that, like a Colonel Sanders-y look.
Yeah, it's just very wispy and like...
That's like I used to make fun of my brother all the time when he was trying to grow stuff out because he'd be like... He's got very dark hair, similar to mine, where it's basically like we're white, but it looks like black hair.
Yeah.
And he's pasty also like me. So when his like hair would grow in, it would grow like just under his chin. And it just looked, and it was like curly. And I just used to make fun of him saying all the time, like he was gluing his pubes on his face. And it looks like an idiot.
Neck beard.
Well, like you're just gluing your pubes on. Does that make you feel good?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it wasn't a great clip because of it being sound and he had a mustache. So it's hard to see. But I can guarantee you it did look very white trashy, which is what which is what he was going for. And then
it was perfect.
It was an adorable cameo by his wife, Becky, who is actually the best person that has
so
ever lived.
Sweet.
She's actually the best person.
I love how she said she was going out to play. Like she wasn't going out to shovel the driveway. Like she was going out to play. Like,
exactly.
So nice.
She's the nicest one. Yeah. And then it was funny because during the episode,
I will never be that nice.
Every once in a while, Cody looks outside and he's like, my neighbor's hitting on my wife. I'm like, that's what you get for making her shovel.
Yeah, like you're gonna make her go out there. You're gonna make her fucking, what was that weird planet they were on in Star Wars when it was all snow and they had to cut open the creature to live
in?
Yeah, you're gonna make her do that. You're gonna make her get in that tauntaun. I think that's what that animal was called. Don't remember. She's gonna cut open your neighbor and live in them if you don't get out there.
Cut open your neighbor and live in them. That's amazing. I think our next guest is Leslie Battle.
Leslie Battle. What a treat.
Leslie Battle's default setting was Rambler, which definitely was evident during our episode. And
We make that evident during every episode, sure. No matter what the theme is.
Yes, and you know what? She does a great job.
She just fit right in,
Yeah, absolutely. We love people who don't stop talking because that makes our job so much easier. So
it makes us feel like we're not failures at talking to people.
Exactly. So here's Leslie Battle, I think, rambling.
That's the thing. Like, people ask me if I want to be famous. I'm like, no, I'm single. I mean, I go places by myself. I don't want, it's bad enough to have the stalkers that I know are stalkers. I don't need to know that there are other people who can know my whereabouts and I have no idea who they are or what they look like.
That's such a good point, because even just doing comedy, and I'm sure you've experienced this, you know, at the level of just, you know, going to clubs or just, you know, performing a couple times a week, people start to know you, and then you get like random friend requests from weirdos, and just there's a lot of like weirdo, like it's a very low threshold before the weirdos start creeping in, you know what I mean?
And you just can't predict people. Like, one day I was in the grocery store, right? I'm just in the grocery store. And this guy is with his lady, right? And he's like, oh, you're that comedian girl. You're so funny. And she is looking at me like, bitch, who this bitch is, you know? And I'm just kind of like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't even know your man, you know? I mean, don't. He is literally... But who would make that up? Why would the cover for your mistress be, oh, you're that comedian girl who's so funny?
Well, I feel like your mistress, you don't want to point her out. Like, you could just avoid her. You could be like, do, I don't know you, you know?
You would think that's what the same person would do, right? But she is just like, and I'm, you know, I hate to be this way, and I hope he never hears this, but it's not like he was even my type. You know what I'm saying? It's not like somebody that I would be like, oh, that was worth being stabbed for. You know what I'm saying? Nope. I'm the worst.
Absolutely. No, I completely get that. It's funny, I actually have a best friend who I ran into him randomly. I was performing, I was like hosting an event at House of Blues, and he texted me, he's like, I see you on stage, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'm gonna come down and say hi on my break. So I did. and his girlfriend walked over. We were just talking. Like, we grew up together. Like, he was basically, like, my little brother. And she, like, kind of gives me the up and down. And then she's like, we got to go. We have to go meet my friends. And so she kept pulling on him. And he was like, hang on. Because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And so finally I was like, Dennis, is this your girlfriend? I don't understand how you keep getting such hot women. Like, because she was, like, she was stunning. And I was like, I don't understand how you keep getting such hot women. And she stopped. Like, all of a sudden she stopped and she was just like, who's this? I like her. Like, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Like, I was just like, I need a way to let this girl know I'm not a threat so I can keep talking to him.
Right. Like, short of being like, so I'm your lesbo bestie, right?
Exactly. Because, yeah, I think she just saw a girl talking to her.
You know the backstory. It's yeah. not that serious.
She saw yeah. the girl talking to her man, and she was like, we gotta go. And I was like, whoa, it's okay. It's okay. Because at one point I was like, oh, we grew up together. And she still kind of kept, like, tugging him. And I was like, okay, she clearly doesn't get it. Like, I have no interest in him. It's fine. You don't have to.
But that's the thing. It's like, one thing that keeps me, like, happy that I'm not in a relationship is just this whole, like, so many people are so jealous.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't need that in my life. I mean, if you can't comprehend that I can have male friends, especially considering I'm a veteran, I mean, duh.
Yeah.
Of course I have a lot of male friends.
Yeah.
And if that's, like, a problem, that just, there's so much to unpack there.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And I think I definitely, my whole jealousy thing, and I think this is pretty well established, is, sorry, I'm just writing a few things down to talk about. I think it's pretty well established, like, it's insecurity. And as I get older, it's two things. It's, I'm more secure with myself to be less jealous, and also I have less energy to be jealous. Because jealous requires a lot of emotional energy, you know what I mean?
And man, let me tell you, people are just like, Leslie, you're so wise. I'm like, I'm not wise, I'm tired. I just don't have the energy to be chasing my, I don't give a fuck what my ex is doing. I cared when I paid him money, but now that I don't pay him money anymore, it's like, it's none of my business. I don't care. But I will admit, my daughter told me that he has bifocals, and I was like, so I don't know. I'm like weird catty. Like, she told me that her stepmom had kidney stones, and I was like, that's a shame. So I don't know if I'm really as altruistic as people think I am, or if there's just like this burgeoning witch that wants to come out, but she's just like petty, you know, witch, not like, you know, like, I don't wish ill on people, but if ill happens to them, well, that ain't my fault.
Yeah. You didn't do it.
So, you know,
karma is the best in that regard. Cause, like, you don't have to do anything and you don't have to feel guilty when bad shit happens.
But see, here's the thing, though. I can't help but wonder if karma's like, you know, hey, bitch, I ain't forgot about you. Hello. So I'm kind of.
But
like,
if they don't find out, then, you know, you still win.
Because then there's just the, you know, bad things happen to good people shtick. And it's just like, well, then I must already be, like, at the front of the line for my angry. Because good googly woo. And it's so funny because, like, you know, I see all my friends are in these great relationships. And of course, people see Facebook me and they're like, oh my God, you're so cool. You're doing all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, but you getting dicked down on a regular. So I don't know if I had to make a trade. I mean, it's not my biological clock that's ticking. I'm like, I am looking at the inside of a coffin at this point. I'm like, I'm already like, look now, I kind of want my last experience to be way better than what happened a couple of months ago. Cause that was not one for the record books.
Oh, jeez.
So. Leslie Battle. You guys are fucking hilarious. I love how we talk about it. Like, waiting for you guys to be super secure yet, like, bitch step off modes. How do you do it at the same time?
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, super fun. I love her. It's funny. The first time I met her, she was doing a mic that Ray Highclack was actually running out in Berea. And, I don't know. Like, I think I was mad because it was such a bad room and I was just pouty about something. And so she went up there and headlined for this show, and she could just see me sort of being pouty, and she was like trying to call me out, like aww. I was being a pouty Becky about something. And
pouty Becky.
Yeah, exactly. And then she at one point was like, you know, you look like Britney Spears, right? And I was like,
oh, I love you.
Say, I look like Britney Spears.
Oh, you stroked my ego just right, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's funny because you guys come up like, I don't know how you do it, like, with the, you're saying your friend you wanted to talk to, and you're like, oh, honey, keep finding such pretty girls. Like, I can't say that I could be a person who could do that.
Do that. Like,
you get over or you don't, bitch. Like,
well, it's funny because
I would be like, I don't know. It'd probably be, or, you know, like, because I've got, like, guy friends, and you know, like, if they meet my current boyfriend, I'm just like, I've known this bitch forever. Like, I just call, you know, it's just like, it just suck all the tension out. Like, I know this bitch since he was 2 feet tall. It doesn't matter.
Well, and that was it. Like, I tried that angle. I tried the angle of, like, oh, Dennis and I grew up together, just to kind of make it clear, like, this is, like, a lot. And it didn't really seem to matter to her.
Well,
or maybe,
and,
she,
like,
felt,
I can get it. You're intimidating. You're very pretty, and you can't take
Thanks.
That.
Thanks.
Oh, man, what's awesome is I got that birth control that, like, so you only get your period every, like, 3 months.
But that day.
But then I forget how awful it is.
That day happens.
I forget how much it sucks. It's the best. It's the best and it's the worst. Like I said, it's great because it's like every 3 months. And then you're like, da, 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 I'm going to spend all the warm months not giving a shit.
Hey, you know,
and then
you know what you
all
have
of a sudden,
to do when you're on your period is you have to be prepared for having your period. With Advil and all the aforementioned supplies. And another person who talked about being prepared on this podcast was Zach Schildwachter, who is a
probably
guest.
Not about his period,
I
but
so.
Otherwise we were talking about preparedness.
Yeah, preparedness. Here's Zach project, talking about being prepared.
Okay, so the piece that you guys are doing for the anthology is actually going to be a Sickening Pictures piece.
Yeah, so it'll be a Sickening Pictures piece that's within this larger scope of the film, yeah. So it's something I wrote, and then BJ and I will both direct it. Yeah, I'm really excited. We got Alan Tuskas to do the special effects makeup. He's the guy, he worked on Pulp Fiction.
Wow.
He's done Dust Till Dawn. Like, he's the guy that built the walrus in Tusk.
Oh, wow.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm like super excited for him. He's got a shop here in Lakewood. He's a super cool guy. Like, I can't speak highly enough.
That's
about
awesome.
Him.
Can you hear me, Liz?
Yes.
Okay. Liz, Zach, Liz.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Liz.
Do you, I never actually ask, is Liz okay? We just all call you Liz.
No, it's fine. I'm used to it.
Okay.
Like, I prefer Elizabeth, but it's so ingrained in some people, like, it doesn't.
There's
it
too
doesn't
many
really.
Syllables is the problem. Like, I'm just like, Elizabeth, that is Zachary. And that's just, that wastes, like, 5 minutes of time. Whereas I can just say, Liz, Zach, Zach, Liz.
Only call each other by Christian birth names.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen here, Jessica.
Well, what's funny is I used to work at a law firm in Cleveland. And there was a guy, Michael, but, you know, like, we would just be like, yo, Mike, or whatever. And one day, he was a weird dude anyway, but one day he came by my office and he was like, I just wanted you to know that I came from a firm where everybody was very, like, strict about using full names. And so I really strongly prefer Michael. And also, I'm only ever going to call you Jessica. And I was like, this is a strange conversation.
Well, like, what, you have to go by his preference, but he's not going to go by yours?
I don't know. He was trying to
do almost, what I say, but, like, I'm not.
He was trying to almost scapegoat, like, his last firm had sort of conditioned him. So he's like, you know, I'll try to remember to call you Jess, but, like, I'll probably just call you Jessica. And I was like, whatever. I honestly don't care. It's better than Jennifer, which is what I usually get. So
Jennifer.
This is what one of the bad guys in The Last Boy Scout did.
Really?
Just call everybody. Yeah. Milos, he's a comedian, but yeah, The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It was like a character point of this guy. He would just, he was a bad guy.
Oh, God. That was so funny. I love it how we were listening to that clip and my brain went to the exact same place that it was. I'm like, oh, this is ingrained in me. I'm like, oh, so you get to pick about what your name preference is. And I don't get it. And then I literally said it and then I heard myself say it. I'm like, all right, fine, true to character.
You have, yeah, as I say, you have consistency in your beliefs. It's not like you were like, well, as is his right, he should have done that.
I'm just saying, that, what did you say, Zachary, and then, or Zachariah, or whatever. Zachary,
you mean like Jessica.
Jessica and Elizabeth. Wait, do I have more? Elizabeth. I guess I have four. Jessica, the three Zach. great. That's right. All right. Well, I got more, but still.
I love Elizabeth. I think it's a much prettier name. Like, not that Liz is a bad name, but it's just
Liz is so blunt.
When you need,
it just sounds blunt.
Yeah. When you need to, like, address, you just need to spit out syllables. Like, it's just like Liz.
Yeah. Liz. Like I said, I'm used to it. My mom, when I was a kid, she called me Lizard Breath. And it's funny because I've seen a lot of other Elizabeths who I don't even know. That was like somehow ended up also being their nickname as a child. So really? I guess people just go with like, yeah, it's a thing that happens. If you're an Elizabeth,
I never heard that before.
Write us and figure it out. But I've heard other Elizabeths, no relation to, or, you know, I've never met. And it turns out their nicknames as a child was also Lizard Breath. Cause it just sounded similar, I guess. But I was called the Boo Boo Princess. I've had like stitches in my face before, which is funny because my boyfriend also tried to like wipe something off my cheek the other day. And he's just like, "What?" And I'm just like, "No, just
that's
a scar."
Just my face.
And he's like, "Oh, you're scarred? Fuck, it's over." No,
that's just my face.
I rubbed my face off my face.
Keep my face, please. I need that face.
Yeah, you can try. All right.
Hey, another person who has a face is AJ DeCosimo.
He does have a face. I've seen it.
And he got on to talk about nothing. He was our only guest who's never had a default setting before. So
that was a fun episode.
It was. We talked briefly about
what
that.
What would you like to talk about as your default setting?
As my what? As my default thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a really bad experience on Saturday.
Okay.
It was like I almost died on Saturday.
Okay.
It was like, I don't know if you want to talk about that last week. I had to buy a new car.
Oh, me too. We can swap stories about
that. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited about car buying stories.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an almost death story where I had to buy a new car. So yes, that's
I'm excited to hear about how you almost died.
We have to.
That happened to me like 2 years
ago. Oh yeah, Elizabeth. We'll talk about. We've talked about this before, but we'll swap with you too because she has. I think like someone put a curse, or her car was built on like a Indian burial ground or something. Because like,
oh my gosh,
cars are always crashing into her all the time. Yeah. So let's come up with a premise. Like, so when this crazy thing happened, did it call to mind any like way that you would typically handle disaster, or call to mind any sort of like things about your life that like, did your life flash before your eyes? Like that kind of thing.
No, it wasn't like a sudden thing. It was like a slow build up to this might be picture wrap on AJ. Yeah. Like this might be like, where it ends.
Oh, like when you die. I see.
Yeah, like I'm like, this is going to happen. and I was like, it was as close to being terminal, I think, as I've ever been.
Oh my god.
Like, okay. It wasn't like I was okay.
Wait. All right, so let's do this. We're gonna bullshit this, right? Like, we're gonna say your default setting is death-defying, okay? That's what we're going to call your...
I have the luck of the gods.
Luck of the gods. So we'll call...
I am a god.
We'll call you death-defying.
Golden god.
I am a golden god. I never said I was a golden god. So we're going to call you... what did we say? Death-defyingly lucky?
Good luck, Brian.
We could go with that.
Okay. Got it.
I'm in.
All right. Because really all we need to do
At some point, I think my cat is going to make a cameo.
Oh, well then you would have loved yesterday when we recorded, because my smush face cat literally lost her goddamn mind and like attacked my head while we were talking. And
she needed so much attention yesterday.
Yeah, she was like screaming into the microphone and she was just like standing on my head. Yep. There's... That's your new cat, right?
That's Alfred.
Alfred. Look at you, buddy.
Here, let's get the fuck off.
Is he a... He looks little. What? Is he a baby?
Is what?
Is he a baby?
Yeah, he's like 4 months old.
I remember you sent me the snap of him. Were you thinking about getting him, or you just got him?
I had just gotten him.
Aww.
There's kind of a crazy story behind that too.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. We can pull that into this.
Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead. We'll do introduction. And
AJ
then,
was fun. I liked that we didn't have a default setting, and that you can actually get to hear now on this podcast how we pull podcast or default settings out of our ass.
I love how, like, in that episode, we were all just like, and then I almost died in a car, and you almost died in a car, but this other time I died in a car.
And then you died
also,
in a car.
Fuck car shop. Like, it was just like a big old car hate episode.
How everybody has almost.
And I don't even hate cars. I love cars. I love driving. I love driving so much.
Me too.
I just wish that the universe wasn't trying to kill me in my car all the time.
I also agree with that.
Like, that is kind of balls and a little rude, universe.
I wholeheartedly agree.
And I wish the universe wasn't trying to kill my friends in cars.
Yes. Universe, if you're listening to this episode, please know.
Could you back off?
Could
the
you
cars?
Just not kill people or kill people not in cars?
It's kind of rude.
Yeah, it's a lot to deal with. There's a lot of blood and roads have to shut down. People will be late. Families have to grieve.
Yeah.
We got to put flowers and crosses on the side of the road.
Oh my, funerals are expensive now, dude.
Yeah, just universe.
Who's going to pay for that?
Just, you know, get it together, universe. That's all we're asking. Our next clip is Ray Roberts. His
fun.
Default setting.
All these episodes are fun. I keep saying, like, oh, that was fun. But it's like, oh, every episode
They're
was
all
fun.
Fun. And that's how you
So I'm repetitive and blah, blah, blah.
Consistent.
We had a good time.
Consistent. You're consistent.
I'm consistent. And we all loved it.
You're consistent. Ray Roberts' default setting was Juvenile. And
Sorry,
we talked about this.
Beer.
It's okay. I'm drinking Guinness, so.
Nice. Are you a big St. Patrick's Day person?
No.
This is just your normal Saturday. You just drink a fucking Guinness, man.
Well, I mean, I'll get Guinness on St. Paddy's Day weekend, and usually, like, in Kent, they have fake Paddy's Day.
Okay.
But this is, like, the first year I'm skipping it. So.
Okay.
We're gonna do grown-up kegs and eggs tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thing. I'm all about it, but I don't understand a lot of it. Like I'm very clearly of the Irish nation, but like the getting up early when you don't have to thing, like I love sleep so much, like I just can't wrap my head around getting up at hi Elizabeth.
Especially on the weekend, like it's Sunday, so I'm fine with like we'll probably go to cakes and eggs at like 8 and
right.
then like I don't know, take a nap. That's fine, but, like, during the week, why would you do that?
And, yes, so taking a day off work is another thing I don't get. Like, that's a day off work I could be using for anything, and I'm just choosing it to do something I would, you know, probably do
right.
any other time. And the other thing is, 8 is not actually that early to me. Like, now that I'm older, like, 8 on a Saturday is reasonable. You still have, you know, your day to enjoy. But, like, last year I lived downtown in Cleveland during St. Patrick's Day, and Liz, we're griping about St. Patrick's Day. And,
I figured.
Yeah, and, like, I swear to God, like, 6 in the morning, I heard people out there with the fucking plastic horns. And I'm like, get it together. Like, I wouldn't even be up this
you
early.
You used to live by the flat?
I did. Yeah,
okay.
I used to live, like, you could see the fucking stadium. And, like, people tailgated under my window, so.
Okay, so, like, I used to work at Northwestern Mutual, which was right in the Ernst & Young.
That's where I worked. No shit.
Yeah, so, like, I swear I saw you. What's the name of that market there? The one that's right fucking there.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Jess. And then I didn't want to be, like, I didn't want to holler out of my car and, like, be that person and be like, hey, I actually know you. I'm not just being an asshole.
I've never actually done kegs and eggs. Is it literally just beer and, like, breakfast, like, breakfast foods?
Yeah, usually. I mean, it's not anything, like... you're not reinventing the wheel. It just ends up happening to work well together. It's just getting drunk in the morning. And
okay.
I was going to say, it's just like putting beer with any breakfast.
I wasn't sure if it was literal
at all.
It's like when you drink coffee on an empty stomach, it never goes well. So, like, I think they just have to serve something with beer for you to start drinking at 8.
Also, it got warm enough to wear t-shirts here again, so I apologize if I flash you. That has happened on here once before.
I mean, it wasn't a full-on.
Yeah, I'm wearing a bra, but like every once in a while I'll lean over, and it's like, here's my cleavage. So, apologies.
I mean, it happened. But my girlfriend's not home yet, so it's going to happen. Maybe it happened in the first half
hour.
She's
not going to come home. Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm part of a cam show now, sweetheart.
No, God, I'm networking, honey. Networking.
She lives in L.A.
This is how they do it in Hollywood. Yeah, no, Jess told me this is how they do it.
Yeah, all podcasts out here are topless. I didn't know if you knew that. Yeah. Yeah,
dude, that's what I've been missing.
I mean, like, you.
No wonder everyone does them out there.
You have to pay extra to see that portion, but that is why we are awarded.
So that was Ray Roberts. Ray Roberts talked about his default setting as Juvenile. I had fun with him. He was super fun.
We all had a good time. I love how, like, a Juvenile. Juvenile and St. Patrick's Day, I feel like, was a perfect crossover.
Yeah, for sure.
For the Cleveland community.
Ray is a good dude.
Everyone likes to act like dicks on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not obviously strictly Midwestern, because obviously, like, Boston loves St. Patrick's Day, and...
I mean, I would say Chicago, but they are the Midwest as well.
Correct. So. But it didn't really seem to be a thing. Well, okay, so I take that back. It was somewhat a thing to the degree of there is a bar that we need to go to when you guys come out this summer because you're coming. Do you remember seeing the bar where they have the turtle?
Boom, phrasing.
There's a bar that has turtle races in Venice. And and so it's an Irish.
It's like that bar in Cleveland that has hermit.
Yeah, crab, it's an Irish bar, just like the, I think around the corner is probably, I don't know. I assume it is.
Well, they're just a whatever bar. Whoever will get drunk and
anything goes.
Some stupid bar.
Yeah, Brennan's, they had a huge, basically, like, they took over the entire bar, which is also a really big bar, but then they also blocked off, like, 5 parking lots and, like, put tents.
What?
Tents over everything, and had, like, DJs and, like, all that shit. And so I was driving home from acting class that day, and I remember there was just, like, a full-on shit show going on at Brennan's for St. Patrick's Day. But it was weird because I felt like the impression I got was that it was literally the only place in, like, L.A. that was doing anything massive for St. Patrick's Day.
It was funny because, like, so this past St. Patrick's Day, I went to Mike Polk's St. Patrick's Day party thing. Because I guess he lives even close to his family, and they do a whole thing with the backyard, and they have their band that only plays once a year. It's called the Stepdads of Galway.
That's awesome.
And it was so funny because they were all playing these songs, and it's like, so, like, I grew up, like, I know all these Irish folk songs, like, I know them by heart, and they're playing them, and most of them don't have any idea what they're doing, and so they're like, it was so funny, and they were so good, and I loved hearing these songs, but I was like, the 80-year-old woman at the party who just wanted to, like, yay, I love this song. No one knows what's happening. And I'm just like, well, the inflection's a little weird on this part for the chorus, but because I know this song so well, because no one knows what they're saying. And I, basically, moral of the story is I'm 100. The songs are 150, so they were already vintage when I fell in love with them 100 years
ago.
That's
so great.
And the young people don't know what
these damn kids. That is it.
So it's like gonna wrap the show.
That is it.
Sorry.
That is it.
Sorry.
That is it. That is it for this week's episode, part one of the default setting behind the scenes clip show. We've had an amazing time today because we were both heavily, most under the influence of anything we've been on since for the last couple of weeks, which is the whole point of this show.
Dude, Jess, look at how much I love you. This wine, it's called California Roots.
Ooh.
And it's
like a Grige, Pinot Grige. I love the Pinot Grige.
Oh, man. It's a first a Grige, like, and it reminds me of Gigi.
Aww.
It's from California, like you are now. And it's 13% ABV.
Woo-hoo.
Dude, woo-hoo. I've been losing my head. I drank like a third of this bottle. And I'm feeling good. And there's a bear on it, and that's fun.
That is a great way.
Bears, rawr.
Bear claws, rawr.
You know, there's a lemur.
There's a lemur.
It's called like the pygmy, like fat-tailed lemur, and it's a primate that can hibernate. And people have never seen a primate that can hibernate before, and they're trying to study them, but they're also endangered because lemurs are only from Madagascar. And I learned about it on NPR on Science Friday this past Friday, and they were talking about them, like, they can hibernate, and like their shit doesn't get fucked up, and they like want to harness that this technology, like for science, like for medical reasons, because like if they can put you in a medically induced coma when they're doing surgery, like things could be so much safer. But I'm just like, I need to Google a picture, because this thing is called like a tiny or a pygmy or a little bitty fucking fat tailed lemur. And I'm like, that just sounds like the cutest thing I've ever heard of.
All right, well, that's gonna be this week's image, is the fat tailed lemur.
Somebody look it up.
Check it
find
out.
Find it. I'm going to find it. I'll Google it.
Everyone Google fat-tailed lemur. And
thank you, NPR Science Friday.
We want to thank NPR Science Friday, OK Pants for doing our logo, Above Below Entertainment Network for being our network, and also shout out to SX1 Entertainment on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where you can find out our latest showcases. Our next showcase at Skidmark Garage is going to be on May 19th at 7 p.m., usual free admission.
And thanks again for all our guests who we totally clipped.
Thank you. Yes,
and had in the super clip show.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. Thank you so much to
welcome to the clip
Ray
show.
Roberts, Zach Schildwachter, Cody Cooper, and Leslie Battle for providing today's clips. And okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.